to the Steve Cochran Show.
The most valuable person on the planet. And then more with the mayor of County Cork. It's our friend Patrick Gerard Murphy. We'll get back to him in just a second as well. Why would we possibly be honoring a member of the Detroit Tigers, Dave?
Because he's involved in something that extends well beyond the world of baseball or sports.
No question about it. This guy is just absolutely fascinating. Matt Boyd joins us. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for coming on. How's your spring?
Couldn't be going much better right now. It's going right as it's supposed to, building into the season. Starting to hit full stride right now, and man, we're ready to get north and get back into the cold weather, as weird as that sounds.
We appreciate great competition, but if you could tank against the White Sox, that'd be okay with us.
I don't know what I can guarantee. You know, you guys got one of our guys now over there, yeah. McCann, so can't be taking it too easy on him.
Matt Boyd, you know, you're for a young guy, you've got a real world view, and I appreciate it. And your wife, Ashley, sounds like an absolute saint. You guys have essentially adopted 36 girls in Uganda to protect them from the sex slave industry. How did you possibly get into this?
Yeah, well, thank you. And my wife, you know, she is a saint. And this is, you know, it's my wife Ashley and I. Going back to Oregon State, you know, where my wife and I met. She got her degree in political science. She was going pre-law at the time, and then realized that she could make more of an impact with non-governmental organizations. And out of college, she got a job with an organization called Remember New. They rescue kids from the sex trade through prevention, and they have homes, over 100 homes in over 30 countries around the world. And luckily, she was able to work remotely. So once we were married, I was chasing my minor league dream, you know, chasing the dream of the minors, and she was, you know, chasing hers. So we got to be together. I went for about 4 years, felt called to step away for reasons that really didn't make sense, but she felt it was time for a change, even though she loved the scope, loved the people at Remember New. And through that, we started our organization, actually with the help of the founder of Remember New, her old former boss.
Okay.
And he connected us with a lady in Uganda named Dorothy, who has this amazing story. It's on our website, kingdomhome.org, but basically she was a victim as a child, and she dedicated her life to stop this horrible tragedy. And we partnered with her, and through that we started our own nonprofit called Kingdom Home. And in that, we rescued 36 girls from ages 6 to 14 from the sex trade, and our goal is to save more and keep growing.
And so, the idea, Matt, if I understand it, is to develop and have what amounts to safe houses, right, where these girls can live and then be protected?
Exactly. You know, we're never going to age a girl out. We want to rescue them, and we want to, well, more than importantly, our vision, we want to get to them before the bad guys do. We want to save girls that and boys that are at risk, and bring them in, give them, you know, 3 meals a day, give them an education, down the road, give them vocational training at university that they can go equip themselves to go have success in the world and not become part of this cycle and get back into this thing.
Do you have kids yet?
I do. We have a year and a half old girl, and we got a little boy on the way.
Yeah, once that little girl's born, I mean, you know, I mean, it doesn't become more real than that, does it?
Oh, 100%. It's, you know, our daughter was just an infant at the time that we started this organization, and to think that there are kids, you know, innocent children out there that are essentially being child slaves in the sex trade is horrible. I can't even fathom it. And we got to go to Uganda last year, and just to see the kids who, you know, knowing their background, knowing their history, now to see them where they were today, joyful, singing, dancing, playing, just as children should, you know, hope restored, in a place of refuge. It's how it should be, you know, and no child should have to go through what they had to, but now they're living in a safe place.
Talking to Matt Boyd from the Detroit Tigers, he and his wife Ashley have started Kingdom Home, and we'll give you that website again, kingdomhome.org, over and over again, because we want you to go there, Dave.
Matt, what's the level of awareness on the part of your teammates of your endeavor, and what's the reaction that you've gotten from them?
Well, at first they were shocked. They one didn't know it was an issue. Two didn't know that I really, you know, that we really had a heart for it. And but the reaction has been awesome. I mean, just to give you context, we have our first event tomorrow here at Tampa Bay at the Topgolf there, and the whole team showing up. I think it's pretty cool. They all want to be there. You know, they're donating their time to help us raise money for you know, buying land and building our first home. Right now we're renting a home, but our vision is to buy land that we can put multiple homes on in the near future. And this is our first thing, and it's cool to see that response. Guys are getting behind it. Guys want to help out in various capacities, and it's that's the thing. It's not Ashley and I's thing. It's not about us. It's for the girls. It's for bringing awareness to this horrible trade, horrible thing in our world, and to end it. And it's cool that our guys are getting behind it.
Amen to that. You know, I'm of the feeling, Matt, and obviously you are as well. Once you achieve any measure of public life, you have an obligation to give back. And the idea that you, through your gifts and your talent and your success, can wrangle up your buddies to do this as well, it all multiplies itself because they tell people and then their people tell other people, and that's how you grow these things.
Dude, completely, man. Couldn't be more true. I'm just so grateful that, you know, the guys are just responsive in that sense, you know. I'm just so thankful.
So they're building homes as fast as they can to save these girls. One of the problems with these sex slave trade of kids is nobody wants to talk about it because you don't want to think about it. You don't want to think in the world we live in that there are people that will exploit children this way. But you have to think about it, and you have to do something about it, and that's where the Boyds have dived in. How bad is this? Well, we have 2016 statistics. 3.6 million adults and 1 million children were victims of forced sexual exploitation, according to the United Nations, in 2016. The governments can't work fast enough to stop this. We need people like the Boyds to step up and do it. And I couldn't be more proud of you, man.
Well, thank you, man. Like I said, it's not about us, right? It's about the people that are going to be impacted. And, you know, I think the real challenge would be to do nothing. So it's we're just grateful for that.
You know, I'd look at the homepage for Kingdom Home at kingdomhome.org. You can sponsor a kid right there just to see the smiling faces on those kids at that homepage. You know, because kids are supposed to when they're little? They're supposed to go to school and have fun. That's it. Work hard in school and have fun. And these kids are all smiling and happy and loving life. You should feel very good about that.
It's, you know what? The last day we were there, we were praying and singing Christmas carols because it was almost Christmas time. And I said, okay, guys, I'm going to see you later. They started crying. I thought they were messing with me, and then I started crying.
Sure.
And they were just so, it was one of the most touching moments of my life. Like, I've never seen you cry like that. I was like, I don't want to leave. And
right.
They're so much fun. We're having so much fun. I mean, they were giving me joy, and that was the coolest part, is that they, hope is restored, and that was the best part about it, right? You would have never even known that there was never even known about their past by seeing them today.
That's the thing. The more you help people, the more you learn from the people you help. I mean, that's a great truism in life. Matt Boyd, you're an amazing guy, and I wish you nothing but success this year. I hope you have a great big year, except when you play the White Sox. Thanks for doing what you do, and please give your wife a hug from all of us. She's amazing.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for letting me talk about it on here. And, you know, bless you guys. Thank you so much.
All the best. What a good dude he is.
Yeah.
Wow.